The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came out to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
So what were some of the ideas you shared about what makes something a place where you feel hospitable, welcomed? Did you have some ideas in the beginning moment of prayer? How do you either make other people feel welcomed, or how do you experience when other people welcome you? Anyone ever feel welcomed before? What makes that a sense of welcome? It makes you happy. Do people talk to you? Does that make you welcomed? Do people say, "Come on into my house"?
You make eye contact and acknowledge them.
Okay, contact and acknowledge them.
Smile.
Smile. Simple things like smile. You might even prepare something for them too. Yeah, you hear that they're coming by, and you go to the kitchen and say, "Would you like a cup of water or something?" What would you experience when someone is not hospitable, or when you find yourself not being hospitable? I'm not asking for a public confession here. But what would be the other things?
Don't feel listened to.
Don't feel listened to, okay. They walk right by you. To the point of another position would be for someone to say, "No, you're not welcome, get away." So it could be that whole spectrum of being welcomed or being unwelcomed. How many people here have ever prepared a party or a celebration and you're so busy that the people come, they have dinner or lunch or whatever it is, and they go and it's like, "Oh, I didn't even see who was here." Anyone experienced that before? I think that's a piece of what's happening in the scripture and inviting us. And the other experience is you go to a gathering invited by someone and you never see them because they're in the back doing something or busy or whatever, or they're too tired so they're sleeping or something. So the story of Mary and Martha is often interpreted as if it's one or the other, that someone has chosen the better part because Jesus says that. But the whole story is that Jesus is inviting both of these experiences from us, a place of active hospitality and welcome, and also a place of reflection and listening, so that we invite the people, but then we also listen to the people, and we make a place that is safe for people to come to, and then we enjoy their presence. Jesus is inviting us into that place. And the first reading is an ancient, beautiful story. It comes from that rootedness of Jewish hospitality. And so Abraham is in this place where he could have just let these foreigners, these immigrants, pass by because they weren't part of their community. But something told him that they were the presence of the divine. And in our Christian tradition, looking at this text, we often identify this as the first revelation of the Trinity, the three presences of God coming to meet and encounter Abraham. And Abraham and Sarah clearly showed their hospitality. He welcomed them in. He, in fact, said, "Please stay a while." They got all the best kind of food they could have to make sure that they were treated very well. They listened to them about their journey. And when they were going to go on, they just told them that they were always welcome. And the story gives us this other experience of the divine, because God in this manifestation says to them, when we come back again, you will have your child, the one you wanted to have, the son you were looking forward to. So we are invited to this place of hospitality tonight. We're invited to this place to say, how can we be welcoming as followers of Jesus Christ? When do we fall short of not being welcoming and inviting? Some of us might have had a powerful experience on either of those sides, when an aunt or an uncle or a brother or a cousin or someone in the family felt disinvited. They were removed from the Christmas list. They were removed from the family email list. Whatever it was, they were told point blank, because you married that person, you are no longer part of the family. Or because you believe this way, you are no longer welcomed in our house. Or on the opposite side, you had experience that just was overwhelming, a sense of welcome and blessing, and an attitude where you walked into that place, you encountered that moment, you felt you were welcome, you were at home. It could be either of those extremes or something in the middle. Clearly, as a nation, we're struggling with this. The phrase of go home, return to your home, not only has been spoken this week, but we know that that's part of our history, whether it be African Americans or Irish Catholics, whether it be Jewish people, Muslims. In all of our history, there have been moments and people who will verbalize that, you're not welcomed here, go home, go back to where you come from. That phrase has historically been a part of our struggle as a democracy of how do we welcome, how do we live out the Statue of Liberty invitation, and how do we walk that line between unwelcoming and inviting and saying, who are you, how are you going to be a part of us, what gifts are you bringing, what part of our society are we going to be a part of. Clearly, people in our church have gone to the church for a baptism of a child, and someone's not married in the church and they're told you can't get your child baptized. There's places in our church, in our school system, that make us feel unwelcomed. And there's other moments in our lives, whether it be in the church where someone says, let's sit down and figure out how to make this work for your third marriage, or for your child who is now living with two parents who are gay and lesbian, who are survivors of a terrible incident, and we're trying to make them feel welcome. And there's a sense of, wow, this community is here for me, is here for us. Jesus invites us into this place of welcoming. It is his invitation for other people to see that we are believers in Jesus. They will know them by our love, by our hospitality. And for Jesus and for Jews, the core of this is that the other, like in the first reading, is the holy and the divine and the blessed. So whenever we deny the other, Jesus is inviting us to believe that that means we're not seeing the God who is in each person, because we're made in the image and likeness of God. That is a core truth of our Christian and our Catholic faith. So I pray that as we continue with our prayer tonight, we might not only reflect on where we have fallen short and we ask God mercy, but how can we make things different in our hearts, in our words, in our thoughts, in our parish, our church, in our community, in our nation, in our church universal. How can we be a place of welcoming, of hospitality, where there is no judgment or difference or a sense of that person is unworthy to sit at our table of Eucharist, to sit at our table of blessings. So I invite us just to take a moment to think. Close your eyes. who in this next week you most likely will encounter that you would like to have the Spirit help you be more welcoming to. Could be a neighbor that you haven't spoken to. Could be a classmate that has their hair cut so differently you don't want to talk to them. Could be someone that you know at work that worships in a different way or a different language. They come from a different culture. Who is that person in your life, in each of our lives, that we can reach out in the spirit of Abraham and the spirit of Jesus? Who is that group of people that maybe somewhere in my heart or spirit, my mind, I've kind of written them off? They're my elders, or they're all teenagers, or they're people that worship differently or are different. Who are those people that somewhere in our heart we need this week to say they are children of God, brothers and sisters in the Lord? These are invitations to us. They are opportunities to us. Jesus says and promises that when we open ourselves to the other, not only will we encounter God, the divine, like Abraham did, but God will bless us with promises. Maybe not that I'm going to be pregnant and give birth to a child in the next year, but some blessing will come when we break down those barriers and reach out in hospitality. Amen.